Now, I think I had asked you...
Was that on this side?
Yes. I had asked you, and this we're switching subjects now, about whether you found any problems in connection with your Roman Catholic faith in discharging your public duties, and I had adverted to the issue that was raised in 1960 against Jack Kennedy when he was running for president, and the gist of it seemed to be people who opposed him because of his Catholicism. And in effect, said, well, if he gets in a jam, he'll call the Pope, and the Pope will tell him what to do, and this isn't the way the country ought to be run. Now, you have confronted in your service issues like abortion and obscenity, parochial, things that have a great interest for the church whose faith you profess. What do you have to say about that? Does this ever inhibit you or cause you to... you think it affected your service?
Well, I think... I think among non-Catholics there is a perception that the Catholic Church is a very authoritarian organization, and that somehow or other Christians who profess allegiance to the Roman Catholic tradition are subservient to ecclesiastical authority in all things. And I think to a degree we probably bring that on ourselves oftentimes by talking about what it was like to go to parochial school and be reared by nuns and priests who were wrapped your knuckles and kept you after school and did a lot of things of that kind. I think at some point in these tapes I talked at some length about the priests at Catholic Central High School and Father Sheedy knocking Gus Sonnenberg out and things like that. And I think that among non-Catholics is a sense that Catholics are they march to the beat of the papal drum, and in fact that the Pope or ecclesiastical authority speaking for the Church could in fact call up a Catholic politician, a judge, and say, tell him how to decide his cases. I think that the action of the Cardinal of California recently puts the word for kicking somebody out of the church
excommunicated
or threatened to excommunicate a state legislator who was vocally pro-abortion and deny her the sacraments of the church, or him, whoever it was, that is taken by non-Catholic Americans to be an interference with that politician's ability to represent his or her constituents. My sense of it is that I am a Catholic not because because I have Catholic blood in me, or that I am a subject of ecclesiastical authority in the sense that I may be a subject of the government of the United States, or someone is a subject of the King of England. I'm a Catholic because I believe in the teaching of the Catholic Church, and when I go to Mass on Sunday, I recite the Nicene Creed as part of the statement of my beliefs, and I really believe those things. So, if I decide a case or if I act consistent with the teaching of the church in some area, it's not because the church tells me I have to do that. It's because I believe that I have to do that. I believe it is, that's my conscience telling me. Now, you get into a kind of a semantic problem of the difference between being instructed in one way or the other and being informed. It is my view that not only Catholics, but all rational human beings have a responsibility to have an informed conscience. We have in our makeup, the Lord gave us the responsibility to act in accordance with right reason, to do what is right as opposed to what is wrong in all of our actions. I mean, this is fundamental tort law, you know, act as a reasonably prudent person would under the same or similar circumstances. We all have that built into our rationality. But part of that rationality says you can't blind yourself to information and then pretend that you're exercising rational judgment. If I have a shotgun or a 30-30 and I'm out in the woods and I hear some movement back there among the trees, I can't just fire my gun assuming that it, or hoping that it might be a deer that's in there. I have some responsibility to take a look and see if that's another hunter. And my conscience can only guide me if I am faithful to my responsibility to inform my conscience about the facts and about the principle. And so the same thing is true with respect to a Catholic's relationship to his church. We have, as individuals, a responsibility to inform our consciences. The church is in the business of teaching about right and wrong. And it is a resource, a source, that a person with a good conscience has an obligation to explore. Just as you have the obligation to read books, to consult, whatever. And there are many Catholics, I'm sure, whose consciences tell them something different than what the Church teaches. But they've read Thomas Aquinas, and they've read Augustine, and they've read other philosophers and theologians and so forth, and they've come to some sort of a conclusion that they're happy with, that they believe is correct and true. And they don't think that they're out of the mainstream teaching of the church, and so they go about their way and they do what they do. What's important is that they have informed their conscience about these things. For most of us day-to-day Christians, we haven't got the time to go to the library and dig out theological books. We basically have to have a ready source of counsel and information. So, you read some literature, maybe the weekly Catholic magazine or newspaper, and you listen to the sermons on Sunday, and you inform your conscience. That's not the same thing as taking orders. It's not the same thing as taking orders. An adult, mature Christian has that responsibility, and it wouldn't make any difference whether you're Catholic or what you are. You have a responsibility to inform your conscience and make up your mind about what's right and wrong. So, I think that's something that may not be well understood by non-Catholics.